USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, is now under fire from Russian forces. This man explains the scene.
He went out just for half an hour, and then shelling began again.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken authorized $350 million to help Ukraine fend off the Russians. Over the past year, the U.S. has given more than $1 billion to security assistance to Ukraine. Authorities say columns of Russian troops with heavy weaponry are approaching major cities in the country. President Zelensky recorded a defiant video on the streets of Kyiv.
We will not lay down the weapons. We will defend our state.
The UN says 120,000 people have made it out of the country, mostly women and children, because men have been ordered to stay behind to fight the Russians. This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allyn Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allyn Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. But go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
The CDC is announcing its loosening mask guidelines for U.S. residents, allowing most people to leave their coverings behind in indoor public locations. Previously, the CDC recommended wearing masks in public indoor spaces like movie theaters and churches and in areas with substantial or high transmission of the coronavirus. During a briefing at the White House on Friday, Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if there's any concern that people will take this to mean that the pandemic is over in the U.S.
There are still people dying every day of COVID. There are still immunocompromised populations. But what we are trying to work towards is a period of time where we are, where COVID is not disrupting our daily lives.
About 65% of the American population is fully vaccinated, and over 93 million Americans are boosted. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you stopped taking your statin? Over half of people will stop taking a statin in the first year due to muscle pain. Marley Drug offers the next generation statin, pitavastatin, which is different from most statins and has low rates of muscle pain. With a prescription, you can get pitavastatin for $1 a day. No insurance needed. Stop putting up with statin pain and call Marley Drug at 800-460-2510. That's 800-460-2510 or go to marleydrug.com.
Not available in Vermont or Alabama.
A settlement has been reached in the opioid addiction crisis.
Drug maker Johnson & Johnson and three major distributors have finalized nationwide settlements over their role in the opioid addiction crisis, an announcement that clears the way for $26 billion to flow to nearly every state and local government in the United States. Taken together, the settlements are the largest to date among many opioid-related cases that have been playing out across the country. They're expected to provide a significant boost to efforts aimed at reversing the crisis in places that have been devastated by it, including many parts of rural America.
Forecasters say an Arctic front projected to swing down from Canada into the Northeast will bring another round of snow showers on Sunday. Weathermen say the snow showers are likely to develop across northern and central Michigan before transitioning eastward into New York, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and Maine. Some very unusual objects have been found on the moon.
A pair of unusual glass balls have been discovered on the surface of the moon by China's lunar rover. The semi-transparent spheres measure up to 4 centimeters across and were captured by U-2-2's panoramic camera. According to the study, the objects were located on the moon's far side, which U-2-2 has been exploring since 2019. Glass is not uncommon on the moon with all the meteor activity, but sphere-shaped glass is unusual. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.